Gimel Elul, Tuesday the 21st of August, Rabbi Bensi and Levi, Hachana L'Rosh Hashanah.
In the olden days, not so long ago, when two people were having a quarrel, they say, this is a story that goes around, two balagolas were having a fight, and an old lady pops her head out of the window and shouts, Elul! So they immediately stop their fighting and make peace. Today things are not quite like that. They have a joke that I just heard here in London, actually, that one naive Swiss bocher goes up to the Mashgiach of Ponovich, Reb Chatzkel, famous Mashgiach, the Kelmer, and tells him that he has a bar mitzvah at one of his brothers or something, and he wants to go home. So Bchatsky says to him, Elul! The guy looks at Bchatsky, doesn't know what he's talking about. So he says, my brother's going bar mitzvah, I want to go home. He says, Elul! He says, I'm not flying El Al, I'm going by Swiss Air. That's the way things are more or less today. But the Maaseh, one should prepare oneself, everybody, in his Madrega and for his conceptions, for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's like if you make Bezras Hashem a Simcha, you don't just walk into the Chasna, you spend a lot of time preparing yourself for the Simcha, you make the program, you order the photography, you order the music, this all needs a lot of organization. So Rosh Hashanah also needs a lot of preparation, a lot of organization in Yom Kippur. I'll just bring down a few points which may be of some avail to you. In Parshas Ekev, it says, V'ato Yisrael mo Hashem lekecho shoyim imcho, kim liyiro es Hashem lekecho, v'leches b'chol drochov, la'avo yisoy v'la'avit es Hashem lekecho b'chol levovcho b'chol nafshecho. All HaKadosh Baruch is asking from us is to fear Him, to follow His ways, and to love Him, and to worship Him with all your heart and all your soul. The Gemara in Brochas Lamed Gimel asks, is Yireh Shemayim such a small matter? That's all he wants. Yireh Shemayim, you don't need anything. Kilu is garnished, as we say in Yiddish. Is it such a small matter? The Gemara answers, hey, the Gabbai Moshe Rabbeinu Mitzvah Zutasi. The Gabbai Moshe Rabbeinu, as far as Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned, it's a small matter. That's why we're not Moshe Rabbeinu, though. That's the query, the question on the point is, who is Moshe Rabbeinu? There was only one Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the answer of the Gemara? And we see something else in this pasuk. He starts off with Yira, he goes on to Leches Bedrochov, Halicha Bedrach Hashem, and Avo. You've got three Madregas here. That's just, how does it get to that? It's just a simple matter. There's several Pshatim on it. Or Chaim has a Pshat, and Kiyoko, and different people, but the Pshat I like to stick to is the Pshat of Reb Leib Chasma, who was a Mashgiach in Hebron. I don't know whether you heard of him many years ago, in the Sefer Oyoil. He says that it's a question of what you're toned into. If you're on the right track, as we might say, then Yira is a small matter. But if you're completely involved in Gashmias, then it's not a simple matter. But a person who's looking for something, who's looking for spiritual values, it's a simple matter. It depends which world you belong to, whether you completely involved in Gashmias, or you have some spiritual values. The Maisa, we have the same idea in Nitzovim. Ki ha-mitzvah azois asher anochi shishi in Nitzovim. Ki ha-mitzvah azois asher anochi mitzavcho hayoim loy nifleisi mimcho veloy rachoy kohi. Loy ba-shamayimi leimo miyal elonu ha-shamayimo v'ikechenu lonu v'yashmeinu oise v'na'asenu. This mitzvah, it's a machlekes rishonim, which mitzvah is referring to. So it's Torah, to tshuva. Ramban and Rashi, one learns it's the Torah, the other learns it's the mitzvah. Ki ha-mitzvah zeis ka kol ha-Torah kula, according to Ramban. You can ask the same question here. What sort of a comparison is it? Lo b'shamayimi, lo yomi yalano, ha-shamayimi t'chenu lono, v'yashmino yisav v'naseno, lo yomeibol ayom. It's not in heavens, and it's not overseas. Where is it? Ki korev alechado, b'ficho v'zvov chol ha-asesis, it's within you. What sort of a comparison of things? You say to somebody, I forgot something. I can't, it's not in my pocket. Or maybe I left it in the house. But you don't say, I left it in America. I left it at the Antarctic. That's not sort of a comparison the person makes. So what's this sort of a strange comparison? Lo b'shamayimi, it's not in the heavens. It's not Mabel Ayom. It's not the other side of the world. They didn't have airplanes in those days. It's not the other side of the world. It's b'ficho b'voch. It's in your mouth and in your mouth and in your heart. It's right inside you. It's a very strange comparison. The answer is that it depends on you. Somebody who is completely outside the spiritual world, outside the world of Torah and mitzvahs, it to him it's by Shomayim. You go to somebody in the street in Eretz Yisrael who has no shaychas to Yiddishkeit, and you tell him, keep Shabbos. By Shomayim, what's Reis Tarkop? It's completely out of his scope of thought. He doesn't know what you're talking about. But somebody who's inside, somebody who's interested, who's looking for it, he finds that it's within him. We have an interesting pasuk in this week's Sedra. Shmor v'shomato. Shmor, keep the mitzvahs, v'shomato, and listen. It should be the other way around. The Rechaim asked that question. I saw an answer in Rabbi Rucham. I don't know whether you've heard of Rabbi Rucham, as a famous Mashgiach of Mir, that once you're keeping it, you're in it, then you can listen to the details, you can follow up. If you're not keeping anything, then you know what's going on. So that's the position here. It can appeal to you that it's Vashamayim, it's Meibar Ayom, it's something which is completely, you can't, don't associate yourself to it. You don't have any shaykhas to it. You don't know what it's all about. It's Bashamayim, it's Be'evel Yom. But the truth of the matter is that it's Beficho B'vovcho, it's within you. As we say very often, that every Yid has the Pintala, has a Nakuda, a Pintala somewhere where he, if you get to that Pintala, then he finds it within him to keep all the mitzvahs, etc., etc. You know, I used to give a marshal on this, that once upon a time I bought an old car. My wife, Zichrona Livrocha, had a lot of trouble walking. I didn't want her to try and go on buses in Eretz Yisrael. It's not like England, they're not so polite. And it was an old car, a Shmata. And one of my younger kids was driving it. And about some time or something, I think it was, we rented a good car for some occasion. And I asked the elder kids would he be able to drive it. He says, if he can drive that Shmata, then he can drive anything. The same thing, once you're inside the world of Yiras Shamayim, of Torah, then it's a Dovah's Poshet. It's a simple matter. It follows up. It becomes Beficho Revovcho, and it's Loi Me'evel Ayom, and it's, as Moshe, as the Gemara says in Brochas Lamed Gimel, we mentioned before, that it's Mo Hashem Do'eshon Kim Li'iro. The mitzvah zutzah, once you're inside, once you take part, you're shmur, you're already keeping mitzvahs, and you become part of it, and you're involved completely, then it's mitzvah zutzah, it's a small matter. There's a very interesting shmuz of Reb Shlomo Volper. I don't know whether you've heard of him, but he was my mashgiach for many years, and I was zoicha to work with him for years. He calls it Am Medushne Oineg, that's the heading of the Shmuz. His point is that what's the difference between a believer and a non-believer? It's not a question of philosophy. It's a question of where does he look for his pleasures. B'ma mit anega ben adam. In what does he find pleasure? That's enough kemina. If a person finds pleasure in ruchnias, then that's a mamin. Then he becomes a mamin, or is a mamin. Somebody who finds pleasure only in gashmis, in complete gashmis thing, he'll never be a mamin. He brings down here A very interesting Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah says, "V'hi shesivonu ba'avosa yizborach." HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to love Him. "V'zeh shenachshoy v'nisboinen b'mitzvosa." We should think and nachshoy v'nisboinen, and more than think, involve ourselves b'mitzvosa, b'maimorov, b'purosov, and His actions. "Ad shenasigu v'nene b'hasoges hatachlis ano." Rambam tells us that if we involve ourselves completely in Avas Hashem, the symptom, the sign whether we really got somewhere is whether we have Anor, if we enjoy it. It's a big chiddush, this Rambam, that the sign of whether you arrived or not is if you're Nene, if you enjoy it. That's your Anor. Your Anor is from Ruchnius. But Avas Hashem, that's the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, as the Rambam describes it in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Gimel. He brings an interesting observation, a comparison. There's a locha in the Sanhedrin that Arias and Chalovim, a person is chayev, even if he's below shloiberotzen, misasik. The word is misasik. Misasik means that he's not thinking of what he's doing, or he's a misasik ba'arayas b'chalovim chayev shekein nene. That's the halacha. Shekein nene. Other things which you're misasik. If you're misasik with kiyas shofar, you're not yoitzer. You're not paying attention really to it. You're busy blowing the trumpet. The chayes was. Then you're not yoitzer. Of a misasik ba'arayas and b'chalovim is chayev shekein nene. So you see, the hanor creates the maisa for a maisa, a big chidush the maisa. The hanor turns the subconscious maisa into a maisa. The fact that I have hanor from it, that makes it into a maisa. The same thing it is with the Rambam. The fact that you have hanor from Avas Hashem, k'sashio misboinen b'maisov, as he said it, let's see the Loshen again. Shenachshoyv v'nisboinen b'mitzvoysov b'maimorov b'puloysov ad shenasagil, we'll reach to, we'll understand it. V'nene b'asoga v'tachlis anor, we'll have the tachlis anor, complete anor, the gest of madrege in anor. Zoysi ava amachuyev, that's the mitzvah of ava. So we see that the involvement of a person has to be so complete that is the mitzvahs of Avas Hashem, that when he had the involvement is proven by the fact that he feels it, that he enjoys it. You know, there's an interesting Gemara in Brochas. The Gemara says, "Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Oroitzu shikabel of Ol Malchus Shemayim." Somebody wants to be mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. Shleimo yifane. He should clear himself. V'itel yoda v'yaniach tefillin v'yikra krishma. Yifane zok rashi l'nekovov v'itel yoda v'yaniach tefillin v'yikra krishma v'yispalel zuhi malchus shamayim shleimo. Gemara in Tesvov or Medalef. The question is, why does he need all these achonas? He wants to be mekabel malchus shamayim. He thinks for a minute. Mekabel malchus shamayim. No, that's not enough. He has to be completely involved, bodily, physically, mentally. As we say, Nishmas, Kol Asmoshe Temalno, Kei Nevorim Shepelag Tabone, Ruach Nefach Tabar Peinu, Losh Nesant of Hein, Hein, Yodi, Yivoch, Yishav, Chifor, Yoyim, Yarisu, Yagdishu, everything, every aver of a person has to take part in his Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That way, he's really involved in the Shaykh that he should have Anor from it. If it's just an abstract thought, that's not Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, according to what the Gemara says here in Brochas Tezvov. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah steht azay. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Bipnei ma omro teira hevia oimer b'pesach. Why does the Torah tell us to bring the oimer on Pesach? Nisha Pesach zman tvuahu. Pesach is zman for tvuah. So you bring the oimer. As I call us a Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that is helping you produce all your tefuah. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Evi Elefonai Oimer BePesach, Kedei Sheyisbor Lachem HaTefuah, in order that the tefuah should be blessed. Shebesodes, the tefuah besodes should be blessed. That's the Oimer on Pesach. It neimar Omer Torah, Evi Shtei Alechem BeAtzeres. Why does the Torah tell you, bring Shtei Alechem Shavuos? Atzeres is the time where the fruits of the trees ripen. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu hevi lefonai shtei alechem, bring shtei alechem b'atzeres kedei shedisbochu lechem peiros ha'ilon, in order that the peiros ha'ilon should be blessed. V'neimar Omar Torah noschu mayim b'chag. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, make nisuch ha'mayim, which they made on the Mizbeach in Sukkos? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu nischu lefonai mayim b'chag kedei sheyisbochu lachem gishmei shona, in order that you should have plentiful of rain. In Eretz Yisrael is not such a simple matter. It's not like England where you have enough rain. In order that you should have rain, you do this mitzvah of nischu hamayim in Sukkos time. Omar lefonai b'rosh shona, say before me in Rosh Hashanah, malchias lichroines v'sheifres. Malchias, kedei shetamlechuni aleichem. Zichroines, kedei sheyale zichroinchen lefonai letoivo. You say before me, Malchias, Rosh Hashanah, kedei that you should be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu on yourself. Zichroines, you say, kedei sheyale zichroinchen lefonai letoivo, in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember you for good. Bameh, in what does he do it with? Bashoifo. With the shofar that brings about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Chazal say, that he moves himself from the Kisei Adin and goes over to Kisei Chesed. The shofar does that trick. The question is, he doesn't tell you, he tells you everything is said here, why and what you get for it. You bring for the Omer, you get in order that the Torah should be blessed. You bring the Nisuch HaMayim in order that you should have plenty of rain, and so on and so forth. All of them, each one is brought down what you get for it. What do you get for being Mekabel Malchus Shemayim? It doesn't say. It says, Imu lefonai b'rashon ha-malchias, zichroinus v'shefus. Malchias kedei shtam l'chun yachem. That's what you do by it. By saying Malchias, you mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu on yourself. Say that, but what do you get for it? Zichroinus already tells you what you get for it. Therefore, by mentioning Zichroines, your Zoicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember you, Letoivo. But maybe Shofar, through the Shofar. But what do you get from Malchias? It doesn't say. Chazal doesn't say at all what you get from Malchias. It just says, say Malchias, in order that you should be Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim. What do you get for it? The answer is that itself is the reward. The fact that you're Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim, you bring yourself into the world of Ruchnius, of Malchus Shomayim, Benene B'Taklis HaNoah, as the Rambam said before, we saw in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that is the greatest reward that we can have. A person who lives in that world of Malchus Shomayim, that itself is the reward. It doesn't have to say that there should be a reward. Our duty is to be Mekabel Malchus Shomayim Rosh Hashanah, which is in itself a reward. Then Zichroinus, Kedei Shetale Zichroinchen Lefonai Toivo, Bameh B'Shofo. But Malchus doesn't put aside a word in the Gemara there. It just says that, say Malchus and be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. The answer is that itself is the greatest reward. A person who can live in a world of Malchus Shemayim and he feels the presence of God in all his actions. The Rosh in Uchas Chaim Shel Rosh, Chofei, I think it is, he tells you that. What is Emunah? Emunah is to believe that there's Haskoch HaProtis. We're living in a world that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just to believe that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an abstract thought, like Aristo said, that there's a God that is retired. He's like the English king, somebody said, you know, he's up there but does nothing. There's Haskoch HaProtis, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over every action of ours, and watching us, and directing us, and helping us. We have choice up to a point. But he's there to help us when we want, when we look for his help. And there is to so help him. So, Zeuge sein, so, Aksiv, Aksimet, Teuge.
Amen.